Philadelphia's top public defender is threatening to take the city's court system to court for locking people up over probation violations. As WHYY's Bobby Allen reports, one-third of those sitting behind bars in Philadelphia are there for breaking the rules of probation, and now the city's public defender is saying that may be illegal.
When you're on probation, there are a lot of rules, like pay your court fees every month, check in with your probation officer, and don't fail a drug test. What's happening in Philly is that if someone on probation slips up, probation officers are having people automatically sent back to jail.
Most people are under the assumption that the judge has to be notified first and that the judge then authorizes the detainer to be lodged. That is not necessarily the case.
That's defense lawyer Karina Laguzzi. These so-called automatic detainers happen so much that 31% of all people in Philly's jails are not there because they've been convicted of a crime, but rather because they violated probation rules. In a legal memo obtained by WHYY, Philadelphia public defender Keir Bradford Gray wrote to the city's top judges saying this is unconstitutional. She's demanding the court system make big changes, like having a judge sign off on these detainers before a probation officer files one, and require a fast hearing. Right now, probationers can sit in jail for months, waiting around for their chance to defend themselves against an alleged probation violation. District Attorney Larry Krasner knows this is a problem.
This is going to be a crucial bargaining point, battlefront, call it what you want, in the efforts to reduce mass incarceration.
Not all court watchers want to see major changes to the process. Former tough-on-crime District Attorney Lynn Abraham says if probation officers don't have the threat of sending someone back to jail, probation will, quote, become a joke.
You can just forget about probation officers. They won't have any power at all.
Abraham says there should be consequences for breaking probation rules. Otherwise,
we'll have a bunch of defendants, some of whom hit you over the head or took your mother's purse, walking around, and you'll never be able to find them. How do you find them? How do you control their conduct?
In Philadelphia, some 44,000 residents are on local probation. Defense lawyer Laguzzi wonders if being under the court's eye for a long period after jail is really serving them or instead setting them up to fail. And when they do, they're cycled back to jail.
Inevitably, if you look at anyone's life, there's going to be hiccups along the way. But the sense of after you've come out of custody to have, you know, 10, 15 years on probation, is that really necessary?
Bobby Allen, WHYY News.